Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
LeBron and World Cup. World Cup and LeBron. I think we're glad both those sweepstakes are over. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It was a strange juxtaposition for sure, the final weekend of the World Cup and the final word from basketball superstar LeBron James. Both dominated the news and airways ad nauseum. It was enough to make you want to forget everything and go to the golf course. King LeBron did as I suspected, going back to Cleveland to make amends with the team and fans he jilted 4 years ago and make his family happy. James and his wife are both from Ohio, and that's where they wanted their sons to spend their schoolboy years, not in glitzy, dangerous, and the heat of Miami. Cleveland was the only place LeBron could go as a free agent without appearing to be chasing championships, with all the other franchises courting him and promising him star-studded supporting casts. While it did not instantly undo the tacky way he fled for Florida, going home does say a lot about his character. With the U.S. out of the World Cup, bars and restaurants across town and the country were filled with Argentines and Germans waving banners and exchanging chants through 113 minutes of scoreless soccer that gives the sport a bad name in our high-scoring society. 7 minutes away from the end of extra time and penalty kicks, Germany won its fourth cup with a goal worth waiting for. The winning score by super sub Mario Götze was a thing of beauty, stopping a pass with his chest and booting the ball home before it hit the ground. It effectively ended the World Cup as Argentina continued to fail on scoring opportunities right to the end. No wonder there were riots in that country after its national team had one goal nullified by offsides and missed golden chances on at least three other occasions. So can we now move on to other sports news that was completely overshadowed by the Cup and the King? For example, how many of you caught the game in the World Lacrosse Championship between the USA and Japan, a country that has a long way to go with the stick sport? The Americans, led by Carolina's Marcus Holman and Duke's Ned Crotty, won a farcical match against the Japanese. I changed the channel when it was 19-1 and could not find the final score anywhere on the internet Sunday night. No matter, I'm sure we hung on to win. This is Archansky. See ya.